Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Wake Up with Jenny and Friends. Thanks for joining me again this week. Good to see you. Good to have you. I hope you had an amazing week. I'm very excited about this show. This show is a part two, a continuation of last week's episode. Very, very exciting. Lots to talk about, lots to chit chat. Before we get started, I want to give a very special thank you and shout out to our sponsor this show, Evil Empire. Check them out, www.evilleempire.com. That's www.evilempire.com. Use code EVL10 for 10% off. They have the best t-shirts and riding gear and gloves and hoodies. And they also have a luxury line, which is to die for. So check them out, evilempire.com. Make sure you follow them on Instagram at evil.empire. Welcome, Mr. Hector. Thanks for joining me again. How are you?
Thank you. You did really good with that website. I got lost halfway through it. I would have been like Joe Biden, like, let's start over. You know, I can't figure that out.
Well, I'm excited about the show. This is part two. This is a continuation of last week's episode. Yes. You and I, for anyone who didn't see the first episode yet, go back and watch it. To catch everybody up, you and I have a special affinity for the true crime. I call them the murdery bits. And
absolutely.
And this is sort of a take on a podcast that we both listen to that I was turned on to by, hello, handprint, that I was turned on to by the Widowmaker Boys. So if you haven't listened to that podcast too, the Widowmaker podcast, fabulous podcast. And also the last podcast on the left, excellent true crime podcast. And it's really, really funny. So I thought we would do a little bit of a take on it, a little, as I call it, a little discount version of last podcast on the left. Yeah. On the left. So last week we talked about Waco, Texas. Yes. And we did, I chose David Koresh in Waco, Texas. So we talked about that. Yes. And then this week you're going to take the lead and you have chosen... Who have you chosen?
The Texas Seven.
The Texas Seven.
The Texas Seven. Yes. Very, very awesome. They managed to do the escape from the maximum security prison, and they went to this whirlwind of an adventure. So it's really fun.
I can't wait to get into it. But first of all, how was your week?
It was amazing. You and I were just talking on July 4th. And so afterwards, I went to see some fireworks, you know, had to do the American thing, you know. And then the kiddos came over and I've been like, you know, yeah, wrestling kids the last few days. But yeah, that's about it for you. How was yours?
Yeah, it was great. Thank you. Very, very busy and doing a lot of work and stuff like that. So, but good nonetheless. The weather's been great. Had a great convo with my dad. We've got a regular a Sunday chit chat, father daughter chit chat on Sundays.
Oh, good. So, good.
Yeah, it was really nice. And so it's been a great weekend so far. I did go. I was a bit of a repeat offender today, and I went for some gelato. Don't tell dad.
Oh. Now, is this vegan gelato or is this actually regular? Are we just going to call it vegan?
No, it's vegan and it's sugar-free. Okay. It's soy, and I'm going to sneeze. Wow. Hold on 1 second. Go ahead. Oh, God, bless me.
Bless you.
Oh, bless me. Sorry.
So last week we had the cough. This week is the sneeze.
Yeah, I like to rotate my sickness just so, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, just awesome. So you know it's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah.
All right, so let's get into it because I know you've got Rugrats, you know, waiting inside to terrorize you. So we'll try to keep the show.
Yeah, it's kind of like having the tornadoes at home, you know, right now. I was like, what? Yeah, they're hilarious, you know. By the way, Princess says whenever you're ready, she wants to do a collaboration with you, so. You know, we talked about that earlier. She said, told me to tell you hi.
Oh, you know. Well, hello to the princess. I would love to do a duet with her. Yeah, your TikTok that you did earlier was hilarious. So, yeah, we'll put it on the list. List of things to do.
On the list, absolutely.
So, Texas 7, take it away.
All right, so Texas 7, back in December, in a town called Kennedy, Texas, which is about 200 miles southwest of Houston, there was seven gentlemen that decided that they had enough of Mexican security prison and they were going to get out.
Because when you've had enough, you've had enough.
You had enough. I mean, you know, I was reading some of the stuff about these guys. George Rivas is the leader, and we're going to talk about him a little more than him and the other guys, because seven people, just for everybody listening, a couple of things, just if you try to remember names, you're going to get lost, because a couple of times, like, who did that? What again?
Right.
So just we'll fall under. I'm going to give a little background on each person. And second of all, there's going to be a couple of gory areas, just to warn.
Yep. Trigger warning for anybody who doesn't like murder.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Now, what kind of, what year are we talking about here? What decade?
I want to say 2013. I had that. I'm sorry, 2000. I'm sorry, 2000.
Okay, 2000. It was right before
2013. Yeah. 2013 is when one of them got the needle. But yeah, 2000. It was right a few years after Waco, right before 9/11. Right, a few months before 9/11.
Yeah, because you want to have a good true crime, like right in the middle. You don't want to leave any gaps.
Absolutely,
right?
Because you have to have it.
Yeah,
we get lost after a while. We're like, man, we need something. Somebody shot.
We need something
killed.
To watch.
What's going on?
We need something to
exactly
pathologize on.
Yeah, to fight about. You know, I mean, yeah. So we'll start off with Mr. Rivas and his cellmate. What's his name? Michael Anthony Rodriguez. No relation, believe it or not. Ooh. I know we all related probably, but no relation.
23andMe. Yeah. Hello. Shout out.
Exactly, right? So they decided they had enough in prison. And they started recruiting people to help them escape. I think George Rivas actually said that, you know, he was not going to die old in prison. Like, he kept seeing the older generation there, and he was like, it's not for me.
Yeah, because the skincare in prison is terrible. The skincare,
it's awful, right?
I mean, there's no hyaluronic acid. There's no spa days. You know.
Exactly. No. Yeah. You know, you can't do your nails. You know.
You cannot do your nails. You age quickly in a place like that. It's not a retreat for anyone. Wondering,
is that a retreat? No, absolutely. Yeah. Especially the state. Sorry, my opponents that acted up there. You know, it's not for a person. You can't play tennis or anything like that. I mean, it's, you know, it's Texas, right? No AC either. So on December 13th, let me give you the seven guys and their crimes. Joseph Garcia was serving a 50-year sentence for murder. Basically, in his description, he was cog blocking his best friend.
Ooh.
And best friend got upset.
Ooh.
Yeah. Joseph Garcia decided to plead with him. And after a while, he lost his temper and stabbed him 19 times.
Chose the wrong wingman.
Wrong way. Exactly. Randy Halpin. First of all, before I say his name, I like to say there were six criminals.
Okay.
And one piece of shit.
Okay.
And this is my piece of shit.
Yeah. And do they all have the name tags? From McKinney, hello. Texas. Hello, my name is criminal. Hello, my name
I hope this one did. Okay. Matter of fact, if George Rivas was still alive, I would love to say, why? What this one?
A big
Randy Halpin was serving a 30, right? Exactly. Like, I want to slap him like, bro, what the hell? You know, you have 2,800 prisoners and you chose this guy?
Yeah.
Anyway, Randy Halpin, 30-year sentence for child abuse. He fractured the skull of a 16-month-old, broke both arms and both legs because the baby would not stop crying.
And that's the way to get
that's
them
to stop.
That's why I call
it. Yeah. That's absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you kill them. Yeah,
because a bottle doesn't work.
Yeah. If you just murder the babies, they stop crying. Yeah.
I always say Southern comfort. I'm joking, by the way.
Although the old grandpa's cough syrup.
Southern comfort, it's the only good thing about it. Larry Harper, aggravated sexual assault, 50 years. Patrick Murphy, aggravated sexual assault, also 50 years. Michael Anthony Rodriguez, who we talk about, he hired Rolando Ruiz to kill his wife for the grand total of $2,000.
Is that all it costs nowadays to kill a spouse? Just two grand? Right?
$2,000, that's it?
Holy shit,
save a lot of money on my divorce. Once again, I'm joking.
Here comes the legal part. We are just kidding.
She goes to this and goes, text me, what in the hell? Anyway, so Michael Anthony was serving 99 years in prison. Rolando Ruiz, by the way, the guy that actually killed his wife, got the needle already, so he's gone.
Is that the guy who hired the hitman?
Yes, they got him, and he got the death penalty.
And he got a real hitman?
Yes.
And he really did kill the wife?
They really did kill the wife.
I have to say, that is so unusual, because when you're looking up online how to kill your wife, and you source out a hitman, it's usually a cop. You know, so
for him, $2,000, I wouldn't say that was a cop, right?
For him to get him to get a bargain on a real hitman who actually carried out the deed, I mean, talk about luck of the draw.
He probably found him at Walmart or something, right?
True.
Yeah. Donald Newberry, aggravated robbery, nine years. This one, I thought the sentence was kind of, when I first saw it, I was like, man, that's 99 years for that. But then again, that was the fourth or fifth time. Makes sense.
Yeah, you rack them up like leader, that. Yeah.
George Rivas. Yeah, after a while, it becomes out. This one was, at first, I almost had felt bad for this guy, the leader, George Rivas from El Paso, Texas. Mm-hmm. He was serving 18 life sentences for armed robbery. All right. So, George Rivas, robbery, 18 life sentences, 15 to life. Now you're like going like, wow, that is very excessive, right? And I saw an interview on YouTube with him where he thought that the state of Texas was after him. So, man, look, it was just one robbery. I moved him from one room to another, and the state of Texas decided, you know. Of course, you know, they're all saying there's three sides to every story.
Right.
My version, your version, and the truth.
And the dead wife.
The truth was.
Right.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. The truth was that it was a Toys R Us, and he had 17 people tied him up. SWAT team was called. They had to charge it for after 2 hours. It was more than just, I'm just moving them from room to room.
Now, did they let them pass go and collect $200 while they were at the Toys R Us?
Well, he actually told the jury that he was a hostage, not the taker. And from what I read, the jury laughed at him. So he got something out of it, you know.
Interessante.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's like, oh, dude, what are you talking about? But anyway, so on December 13th of 2000, and I was listening to the podcast the other day. I'm sorry, the Widowmaker podcast. And I was laughing because they were saying that it was 88 degrees. And I'm like, that's a beautiful spring day in Texas, man. What are you talking about?
That's probably cool for you guys.
Yeah, right now it's 106.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I was laughing and I thought about this during the story, because on December 13th, the prison was in shutdown because of the weather situation. It was too cold. Mm. It was 37 degrees and slight rain. Now, for us, Texas, 37 degrees and rain, it's the end of the world. We're going to shut down the whole state. And then we'll call the National Guard. You know, we're going to call like the troops and everything. So
afterwards,
I was like, oh, I actually just shut up about the 88. You know, so yeah. So the prison was in lockdown. Yeah, the prison was in lockdown. Mr. Rivas was what's called trustee. Yeah, because he was so well-behaved, you know, he has some privileges that other prisoners don't. He was a very well-spoken. If you ever have a chance, look up his interview on YouTube. And, I mean, he sounds very similar to a politician, just the way he talks. Just
well, that's no surprise.
Very like Ted Bundy. Very much like a Ted Bundy. I mean, like, I was listening to him go like, yeah, bro, you're innocent. Yeah, yeah, you didn't do that. Yeah. No problem. So Mr. Rivas convinced his correctional officer to let him eat lunch in the trustee area, which was also the maintenance shack, and to allow all his buddies to hang out there.
Oh, it's a party. Slowly. It's a prison party.
It's a party, yes.
Yeah.
7-1. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a party.
Yeah. Who gets the last slice of pizza?
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So they overtook this correctional officer, and slowly other officers kept coming out of lunch, and they managed to get 9 security officers. I'm sorry, correctional officers, and 2 other prisoners that just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. They stole their money, credit cards, and clothes. Yeah. So I can go into more details, but it was just basically that's it, you know.
So they hijacked the identity of the security officers.
Yes.
The correction.
The correction officers got really, yes. Apparently in Texas, they get mad if you call them guards, by the way. It's pretty often.
Oh, well, excuse me. It's a Canadian
yeah,
thing.
It's a Texas thing. I know, right? Yeah. That's what we're going to play. Yeah. So while four of them decided to go out there, and Halpin and Murphy, and I got stars by them because they went out along with Mr. Rivas and one other one, I can't remember who it was actually, and they went up to the guard check in a gator. I think you called them side by sides, I think, once.
Side by sides. Or, as I like to refer to them as, golf carts.
Golf carts, yeah, exactly. I always remember that. I was like, a gator. Like, oh, yes, right. The side by side, yes. they went up to the guard shack. Mr. Rivas and and the other inmate that's took care of the guards, while Mr. Halpin and Mr. Murphy got 18 guns. Revolvers, one AR-15, and a shotgun from there. And while that was going on, the other three remaining did a fake bottom on the bed of a prison pickup truck. They put a 2x4, yeah, painted white, so they would be able to hide underneath it. Because apparently in that is prison, only one driver can be in the truck at a time. So
it's like a surprise.
A surprise, yeah. You know, like, surprise, yeah. I mean, I was just going to say, man, get a Cadillac and get a bunch of my people, and we can fit 40 of us in there, you know, like the old bucks, you know. But it's like, okay, whatever, you know, they're from El Paso. They should be able to see the stuff. Okay. They managed to get out. They drop off the truck in a Walmart in Kennedy, Texas.
Now, let me just go back one step. They got out because they were the correctional officers' uniforms. Right. They just essentially just walked out, really.
You kind of saw it. They went out there to the tower and told the guys, hey, we're here to install some cameras. While they were installing the cameras, they took care of that, and then they called for the other guys to come out.
Oh,
and that's how they were able to get out.
Sneaky peeks.
Yes, I'm sorry, I missed that part. Yeah, they were going really good about it.
So they're also great with audio visual repairs.
Huh? Exactly right. If you need them, two of them are still
around.
You're
gonna have to have some work when you get out of prison. You can't just wander around the streets. It's just, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That will get you more in trouble, right? So they get to Walmart. They Mr. Rodriguez's parents actually supplied an SUV for them to flip flop and take off.
Good old mom and dad coming through.
Okay, to mom, you got to take care of the kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. they managed to get by before the roadblocks get in there by three cars, according to their testimony.
Ooh.
At this time, the Texas decides that, well, San Antonio's close by. Rodriguez is in San Antonio. And there's two from El Paso, so they're going west. And so they did El Paso, was getting ready, and it's funny because the DA said they were scared for their lives. Like, I couldn't see that because they were not really killing people yet. But whatever, except for Garcia.
They said the criminals were scared for their lives?
The district attorney's office. Oh, they were like, well, they're going to come out here and I'm going to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, no. He doesn't sound like a near revenge. He sounds more like, you know, con artist more than anything. Mm. Rivas was. Instead of going that direction, or to Mexico, which is only a couple hundred miles south, they go 200 miles northeast to Houston, and they get to a town called Parolin, Texas, which is a suburb, and they rob a Radio Shack.
A Radio Shack. God, remember Radio Shacks?
Oh man, yeah.
You could get what could you get at Radio Shacks? Well, radios for one thing.
These radios, I'm pretty sure.
Radios. Yeah. Batteries, you could get a whole whack of batteries there.
Whatever kind of batteries you need. Yeah. Any kind of parts for any electrical stuff. You
know? Headphones.
Headphones, yeah. DVRs, DVDs, yeah.
Good old Radio Shack. Yeah.
Yeah, good old Shack.
Right up there with Consumers places. Distributing for any of those who remember that.
I do remember those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Toys R Us. Yeah, some of the stores that were mentioned was like, man, I remember that. You know, Toys R Us, Payless shoe store. You know, some of the stuff that were mentioning, it was like, wow.
Did they rob a Payless too?
The first time Mr. Rivas, his first criminal activity was he robbed a Payless when he was 16.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's brazen.
I was like, what are you going to get at Payless? What, 10 bucks?
Brazen. All those boxes to go through to find your size, and they never have two that match.
And they never had the right size. They never had the, no, they never match. No, yeah. So they get on this truck and they go to racetrack. They steal some police scanners and radios so everybody can communicate. Ooh. Very smart.
Smart.
Yeah, and very meticulous in the way they rob. They get all the people to the front. And at that point, they grab all the cash, all their stuff, other cash, credit cards. They tie up anybody that, you know, misleading. And at this particular case in Radio Shack, one of the customers asked for his keys and credit card back. And the guys gave it to him, which was very strange.
Well, because you got to do something good as a criminal. If you're going to be a criminal 99.9% of the time, you got to give back. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. You know, maybe that was their way of tithing or something. I don't know.
A little bit of community service ain't going to help. It's certainly going to help you if you get caught. I'll tell you that much. You can
testify in your favor, right?
It's all about giving back. Yeah.
It's all about giving. On Christmas Eve, well, they head back to Dallas now, going north, still south like they were expected. They're still together. Everybody thinks they're going to break up, which I don't know why, but they decide to stay together. And they go to Dallas, to the town called Irving, for any of football fans. That's where the old Texas Stadium where the Cowboys used to play is at. And they rob an Ocean Sporting Goods. They're not on anymore. It's kind of like, a Brass Pro Shops meets Dick. They used to have everything. Dick's Sporting Goods. Not Dick's Sporting Goods. Let's come back to me. Get some water.
What do they sell at Dick's?
Not what you're thinking.
Oh my god, are they often located next to a Menards? Sorry, I'm retarded.
That's okay. I was doing the same thing. Oh man, so they're in at that store. They decide Mr. River goes in there dressed like a security guard, gets all the employees to the front right before closing, and tells them they're looking for people that are robbing stores. The other stars go around and they collect everybody, tie them up.
So they have a process. They have a style.
Very meticulous. Yes.
Yes.
So what I forgot to mention during the escape was it took them about 2.5 hours to get all those guards all the guards in one place. And I was like, man, I don't know if I could, I don't have the patience for that, much less, I get it, to try to escape, but man, I'd be wanting to get the hell out of there as soon as possible, you know?
Right.
There's got to be a strip club around there that I can go to or something, you know? I mean, 99 years, come on, that's the only thing I'm thinking about, right?
Right, but he didn't serve the 99 years. He skipped out on the 99 years,
yeah. So, yeah, he was there for six, I think, but still, you know.
Itching for some action. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Although I'm sure he got a little in the shower.
Okay. Well, funny story about that. There was some reports and I couldn't find anything about it. And it's one of those things that not here or there, but apparently Mr. Michael Anthony Rodriguez and Rebus had something going on.
Oh, sure they did. One of
the DA mentioned that in one of his interviews, but it was like, why are you even saying this? You know, but it kind of makes sense, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway. I mean, if you're gonna do a true crime story, you got to add a little bit of romance to it, or else it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, Entertainment Tonight needs something to showcase every Thursday. DMT, at 7.
Exactly, right? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And now it's just going to be another boring, you know, Christmas Eve.
But love.
But love. all you need is love, right? And but love it is what it is, you know. Oh man. I love how we go into stress. So we're at the sporting goods, and now he the guy everybody tied up.
Yeah.
While that was going on, there was a young lady waiting for her boyfriend to get out. and she worked at the store. Mm-hmm. Noticed something was not right. Right, security guards were wearing black pants instead of khakis, for example.
Oh, so eye for detail.
She had the eye for detail. Yeah, which I've never noticed that, but she had that note. She
eye
noticed
for
that.
Detail at Dick's.
Call urban police. At Dick's, yeah.
Yep.
You'll be so disappointed if you ever go to one of those stores. No, but anyway. Yeah. Anyway, so she calls the police. Down the road at a Olive Garden, Officer Hawkins.
Gotta love the breadsticks. Hawkins.
Yes, of course. Having all the breadsticks and salad he can, him and his family. That's their family. Some reports say it was just his mom. Mm. The people are saying that it was his wife, mom, and kids. So either way, Officer Hawkins was having Christmas Eve dinner. Mm-hmm. He answered the call. He got to the front of the Austin's and he didn't notice anything else, so he drove to the back. Well, he called it in on his radio, and Mr. Murphy happened to be listening to the police scanner, so he knew he was coming. Da-na-na. I know. He notified George Beavis.
Insider hey, man, scoop. Coming.
Right. Run, Forrest, you know. So George Beavis tells the other guys, drop everything. We got to go. In his own words, Beavis says they took more than 4 minutes to get out. To listen to him because they were still had loose ends tied up, like actual people tied up. And those 4 minutes, Officer Hawkins got there. Mm-hmm. And that's where the story gets kind of weird because, according to Mr. Rivas, and of course, you got to believe somebody doing 15 lives or 18 life sentences, right? He said that he approached him and tried to show his ID to the officer, and the officer pulled the gun out first. Mm. And he said the officer shot him twice, so he returned fire. Forensics shows that the officer never pulled the gun, and he was shot 11 times between Mr. Rivas and the other four guys.
Interessante. The officer was shot.
Yeah. The officer was shot. And
Rivas has anyone confirmed if it was the waiter from Olive Garden or not?
I'm still waiting for that because I mean...
Okay. Because he just left without paying for the meal. He took off. And this is Texas. Oh,
you know what? Yeah, yeah. Everybody has guns in Texas,
just
right?
So.
Everybody. And that's how I'm reading this. I was like, where are all the guns in Texas? Somebody would have kept these guys by now. But
were anyway, the breadsticks worth it? I don't know. The bottomless pit
it's
of salad? The calamari? Maybe. But the breadsticks?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Minutes 20 soup, maybe. You know, I don't know. Well, we'll see. Yeah.
Gotta love a good soup. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So after he gets shot, they run him over 3 times.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then they get away.
Talk about pawaffles.
Exactly, yeah. That was like, the whole time we're like, well, we run him over. Curiosity.
Yeah.
But it was one of those green retails, like, you ran him over how many times? I can see once trying to get away, three times?
I could even see two, quite frankly. If you're a shit driver, you run over some. Ooh, what was that? Back her up. Oh, it's a human. You know, you might want to just a U-turn, right? Like
now, funny you mentioned that because the first thing I thought about is like, why did they run him over? There was no females driving. The first thing I said, I'm not gonna lie. Sorry, because my mind like.
How funny, a sexist joke.
it was actually more like my ex-wife wasn't driving, so how did they get run over? But anyway. I got to throw Janet in front of it. They're funny.
Well, the truth of the matter is he identified as she, so. That's right. Terrible, Michael Rogers. terrible gender joke. Let's move on.
I know. We're going to go to hell for those. Oh, well. Yeah. That's the worst thing I've done in my life. Ooh. Yeah. At this point, they get out. They stole over $70,000.
Wow.
And checks in. Yeah. Back then, everybody carried cash, right? No, not many credit cards.
Cash is king.
And about 40 guns. Yeah, I know.
They had a nice little stash. They were setting up for a sweet life post-prison.
Post-prison, you know, I think they were ready to go to Kill the Zombies and Walking Dead and all that. I don't know what the hell they were worried about.
No, maybe pretty sure they were after some coke and some ass, just saying.
Yeah, probably what they were looking for.
Yeah.
They head on to Amarillo. They catch a snowstorm in Amarillo. Yep. I don't know if it was by morning or not, but whatever. And then they head on to Colorado to a place called Woodland Park, Colorado. That's 20 miles from Colorado Springs. That's all I know about this little town. They fed in. They became, for 3 weeks, they were saying they were Christian missionaries.
Oh, yes. Use religion to get away with it. Yes, yes. The old Bible trick.
Maybe they had the, like a Lakewood Church sticker in the truck or something. You know?
Creative.
Yeah. They were all over the place back then. I do remember those back then.
Wow. Now, at any time, were they at all confused with the Group of Seven, the artists here from Ontario?
I'd never heard of them.
No, probably not. Okay. Carry on.
Yeah. They didn't mention anything about ketchup chips either. So I'm,
What kind of criminals are they then?
Exactly, right? Yeah.
Can you imagine walking into a convenience store and not asking for chips and ketchup chips and dill pickle chips? No. I don't need chips. I like me some oranges.
For the record, I've been to 7 stores in this area. I still haven't found a potato, no ketchup chips. So just
that
just
is a crime in and of itself.
Texas doesn't believe that.
What does Texas have against ketchup chips?
We don't know what that is. Now, barbecue, they're all over the place. Barbecue chips all over the place. Wow, ketchup
of
chips?
Of course. Yeah. All right. I'm sending you some ketchup chips.
All right. Yeah. Because, we have to try these out.
Yeah. Colorado Springs. That's where we're at.
All right. Woodland Park, actually. Outside of Colorado Springs. So, Larry Harper is actually called the preacher. They call him preacher there because he goes to Bible study all the time.
Supposed
to be very nice Christian friends. Matter of fact, as soon as they got outside the prison and back in Kennedy, they actually said the Lord's Prayer to celebrate them being escaping prison.
God bless them. Good boys.
Oh, okay.
Given an opportunity to escape prison, good boys, good fellas.
Right?
Yeah.
Good boys. Exactly. Yeah. Maybe there's still their own religion in Waco, too,
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. While watching the show America's Most Wanted, big show back then.
Yep.
The wife or friend, there's two different stories, so we're going to call her a friend, of the owner of the RV park says, those guys have Texas 7. So they called the state of Texas. Yeah, no, they rat him. Yeah. Snitches got stitches on this one.
Snitches got stitches.
They called. Yep. Yeah. I end up in ditches. I heard that one the other day. I couldn't stop laughing at that. I was like, oh man. Yeah. They said that in New York.
Yeah.
So they contacted local law enforcement, FBI and ATF. Boy, we love seeing those guys from your last episode.
Yep.
Show up and they verify them. Yeah, it's them. And they make a plan to go wake on them and raid the place.
Were they going to persuade them with sporting goods at all?
No dicks.
Okay, dicks are out of the question.
No dicks. No, dicks were out of the question on this one.
Dicks were not making a takeover. Okay.
No, absolutely not. No. They were going to do it in the morning because apparently the way they were a little elevated and they couldn't have the element of surprise at night. In the morning, they noticed that one of the vehicles was gone. So they start panicking, just like, where did it go?
Kijiji. What happened? Craigslist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, two of them were gone. So they decide to catch Mr. Harper, like to get coffee every morning also at the RV park. Yeah, he was the coffee guy.
Coffee is life.
I couldn't figure out if he did a latte or did he did pumpkin spice. I'm assuming it's pumpkin spice because it's Colorado. But,
Well, we do know one thing. He got a latte of coffee.
A latte. Oh, yeah. So before Mr. Harper could go there, three other guys went to the store. for something else. And that was Garcia, Rivas, and Rodriguez. They go out to the store. And at that point, they stop at a gas station. And ATF and FBI charged at him, guns drawn. Mr. Rivas says, actually, at one point, he had a gun that he could have shot one of them and used it as a shield to protect him. I think as they came down to it, he was probably tired running, I'm assuming. It was kind of cool that he took the wife out, Michael Anthony, you know, on a, maybe they went shopping or something, you know.
Yeah, he's missing those three squares a day is what he's missing. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and can you imagine you get out of prison after 6 years and there's no ketchup chips? You're like, what the fuck is the point, right? You might as well just put me back in there.
So would that be punishment? Would that be punishment? Because in Texas, they would like, they'd be like, huh? They run their own state? Yeah, ketchup chips, I don't know why you don't know. No, how are you going to do it when you move to Florida and there's no ketchup chips over there?
I declare it, there shall be ketchup chips. So says.
Oh, okay.
Hostess.
Oh, man. All right. So they got three guys out of the way. They go back to the trailer park and they find two of them, Lyle Harper. And where's the other guy? And hold on, where's. Oh, yeah. Randy Halpin and Larry Harper are still in there. Mm-hmm. At that point, they go in there. Randy Halpin comes out, the piece of shit that we talked about earlier.
Name tag.
Has that foot injury. Yeah. Yep. He decided to turn himself in and said that Mr. Harper is going to come out once he calls his dad. After a while,
the delayed phone call.
Delay phone call, yes. So you hear a gunshot, and then you hear a second gunshot. I felt real proud of the FBI guys. They decided to send some tear gas in there. Imagine that. We go back to the tear gas.
Back to the tear gas.
A couple hours, they're still back to the tear gas, but this time no fire.
No fire. Yeah, they got fire. Their shit together. They learned from Waco. You see?
See? Yeah, exactly. Or Smokey the Bear said, we can't start a fire here.
Each no. true crime See? Just gets
it's true crime,
better
yes.
and better, technically. Yes.
So they finally start the RV and find out that he took the easy road, started probably make 13 tapes or something, whatever, and he's gone. Of course, now they're still missing.
When you say gone, what happened?
He decided to take the easy road.
He shot himself. He committed the old suicide day.
Yeah, he all suicided. Make 13 tapes. You know, I don't know.
Interessante.
Like anyway. Sorry. He took himself out.
He was a bit of, as we call, a pussy. He was a bit of a pussy. He took himself out.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially since he was the preacher of the group, you know.
Yeah.
A few days later, they get a call and find out that Patrick Murphy and Donald Newberry are held up at a hotel, Holiday Inn in Colorado Springs. And they go in there. The only the requirement they had was like an interview with a Holiday Inn. Yeah, like I can always think that we're Al Yankovic song, Albuquerque, when I hear Holiday Inn. If you haven't heard it, you have to listen to it. I love Weird Al Yankovic. But
love Weird
they,
Al.
The only request they had before they changed the stuff is Weird Al, love Weird Al, was they wanted to do an interview before they turned themselves in.
Oh.
And basically they said that the reason they escaped because Texas treated them like shit, basically.
Well, that's a reason to commit all the crimes, you know, prior to
exactly,
Texas
right?
treating you like shit.
My question is like, well, if you wouldn't have been a piece of shit, you would not be in there. Right?
Yeah. What is this, Minority Report? You judging the treatment before the crime? Hello, what's going on here? Who did the interview? Walters?
It was some dude that was like, okay, now you got to come out. I mean, the whole time he looked like he was annoyed that he was doing this interview. he was like, man, he looked like he was like, yeah, I don't want to do this, but whatever.
Yeah.
They got taken in. They got extradited to Texas. a satellite note here. There was another case that came up that they were blamed for, at least in this TV interview I saw on YouTube by accident. I can't find any more on it, but I figured why not, right? Yeah. There was a traveling nurse in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And anyway, she was in dinner at this restaurant. Several of the guests there thought they saw two of the men, Harper and Rodriguez, at the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And then she went missing. And they said that they were missing. Yeah. And we're going to circle back to it because, like I said, this is the only thing I can find about it. Mm-hmm. All of them got into trial. Rivas had a 2-day interview or trial where he actually testified for himself, took responsibility for everything. I mean, he was a good leader. I mean, he said, yeah, it's my fault, no matter what.
Yep, you got to take accountability. That's where it's at.
You have to, yeah. I mean, I give him that. They were like, you know what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said it's my fault, you know. Yeah.
Okay, not, it Putin. Was me.
Right, yeah. He's not blaming Putin or anybody else.
Yeah.
He blamed himself. he did blame the state, but it's like, well, you know.
So, but I was not the second gunman on the grassy knoll.
I know, right? Oh, let's do it. So, the following people have been given the needle already: Larry Harper, Michael Anthony Rodriguez, which he was the first one because he did not want anymore. He said, "Look, I'm done."
So they went through the trial. They had the trial. And then, yes. And the one and all, admitted
all
everything.
All seven were found guilty.
All seven right. were Even found seven guilty.
Of capital murder of the police
of
officer.
Because in Texas. Capital murder, yeah.
So in Texas, if you and I go out there and I get out the car and I decide to go rob at 7-Eleven, and I get back in the car and you drive away, you're as guilty as I am.
So interessante. Guilty by association.
Yes, Texas is that's a big thing in Texas, which makes sense because one of them, Patrick Murphy, has filed several appeals with the Supreme Court.
Right.
And one of them says, hey, man, look, I was in the car. I didn't shoot. My point with it is, first of all, earlier we talked about how you got all the guns. Second of all, you were the one calling them, hey, the cops coming around. So in my book, he deserves it.
So don't stop at a convenience store. That's the moral of the story. Just
so if you're not in a convenience store, make sure I come. I bring a receipt with you.
There's got to be receipts.
Yeah, give me the damn receipt. You know, yeah, yeah.
They all get convicted.
Hey, hold my beer. I'll be right back.
Yeah, hold my beer.
Hold my beer. Hold on a second. Yeah.
So they all get convicted.
Beer sticks, you know. All of them get convicted. Yep. Yes. Even Larry Harper, who decided to do himself in. Michael Anthony was the first one to go.
Then how are you going to serve a sentence after you've killed yourself? That's not really fair.
I don't know why, but just I think the state wanted to make a point, right?
Jury.
Right? So they got Harper, who commits suicide, Michael Anthony, Needle, Donald Newberry, Needle, George Rivas, Needle. Joseph Garcia, his interview made me want to slap him. I was watching this interview with a guy named Herzog, which I have no idea who he is. He sounds British. But he did an interview with Joseph Garcia, and he said that being put down with the needle is kind of like he felt like he was being killed like a dog. And I'm like, you just ran over somebody for 3 times, and you are saying this. But he also... the detective in that New Mexico case for this Carmen Gonzalez lady that went missing interviewed all of them, and none of them said, man, we don't know who she is. Clear. Joseph Garcia, a few weeks before his execution date, when he was already at the Walls unit, they hauled him at the Pulaski unit in Livingston, which is about 40 miles from here. Mm-hmm. And then they move him to the Walls, and that's the Walls is where he gets the shot. And that's actually about 15 minutes from here, from where I live. That's really cool.
Convenient.
Convenient, exactly. Yeah. When I was in college out there, back then they did the chair. You can see the it was
real
funny.
Oh my gosh, isn't that brutal?
Yeah.
All I think about is Green Mile when I think about that.
I love that movie. God, I love that movie.
Yeah.
Mouse, especially.
Oh, yeah. isn't that sad when he, I can't even talk about it. That was sad. I've seen a lot of fucked up shit in my life, but that mouse got me.
Oh, the mouse got you? Yeah.
The mouse got me too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Mr. Garcia told the detective from New Mexico that the detective asked him, are we some missing persons or is this a homicide case? And Garcia basically said yes to the homicide. So he kind of said that they did kill this girl, even though he was nowhere in New Mexico when it happened. To me, I don't know, he was trying to delay the needle, but you know, nothing else to lose, right? I mean, he's dead no matter what, right?
Well, I mean, you can say anything at that point. Nobody really gives a fuck, right? I mean,
exactly. Yeah. What are they going to do? Another needle?
Yeah.
I mean, he's already dead, right?
A two-for-one special. Yeah.
Two-for-one special, right? The last two guys is Randy Halpin, and as of 2019, and Patrick Murphy, neither one has gotten executed. Both the Supreme Court helped put them off. Randy Halpin, the child abuser, the piece of shit. The judge that he had when he was sentenced to death made some anti-Semitic comments, and apparently Halpin is Jewish. And he took offense to that. Mm. So he filed a notion and he's trying to get a new trial.
Yeah.
Because of that.
So he wasn't offended by any of the murders or the child abuse or any of the crimes he committed. But you make one Jew joke.
One Jew joke, right? Yeah. you know, yeah. And I'm pretty sure he was eating bacon. In my book, he probably was eating bacon every day. It's just a. Patrick Murphy became a Buddhist while he was in prison.
Of course, that's the thing to do.
Of course, right? Yeah.
Meditate the fuck out of your sins.
Right? God didn't help him, so now he went Buddhist, right?
You gotta switch it up.
And the state of Texas. So he was supposed to die in 2019, and he filed a notion, and the Supreme Court gave him a state of execution because the state of Texas did not let him have a Buddhist priest at the execution.
Bastards.
So that's why he was still alive. Yeah, exactly.
Inconsiderate.
I know, right? Yeah.
After all he's done. Yeah.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
Just rude.
So he filed another notion recently to try to overturn the capital murder charge because he feels that he was not in the vehicle. I mean, he was not the one who pulled the trigger.
Right. He was just the driver.
Right. He was just a driver, the getaway driver, right?
Right.
So these guys were on the run for 43 days. The longest one. The only other one that can find anywhere near this was Alcatraz. And they became shark meat anyway, right? I mean, you know, they were swimming.
Yes.
Little
shark tartare.
Exactly. Yeah. I can see Bruce from Finding Nemo chewing on them, you know.
Wow. On the run for 43 days.
43 days, yes.
Wow. OJ ain't got shit on them.
Yeah, right. OJ was like nothing, you know. Yeah. 43 days. As much as the state of Texas likes to call them an embarrassment, they're infamous now. They're always going to be known as the Texas Seven.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, anytime you escape a prison, especially a maximum security.
A maximum, yes.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have a little, you got to be aware of your surroundings. That's number one. Number two, you got to have a little insight onto the ins and outs of the building. You got to have a blueprint. You got to have an idea. You got to have a plan, you know, because if you don't have a plan in life, you know, you're going nowhere, right? So you got to have a little bit going on in the old noggin, right?
Yes.
So they weren't all dumb. They got a lot of away.
No.
Got away with a lot of murders. They got away with a lot of Radio Shack goods. You know what
that's
I'm
the
saying?
One, the thing that hurts the most. You know?
They took over a sporting goods store. You know, they got their hands on some dicks.
With no dicks.
You know.
Besides the point.
They got a lot of guns. You know, I mean. Not too shabby for
$70,000, right? Yeah,
bunch of fucking, you know, criminals. Yeah,
right. Yeah, you know, they got to drink Shiner Bock beer, according to this guy in Colorado, every night. which, you know, the Nashville beer of Texas. Texas Row House, which I was like, you know.
What? G.
Really good buns. I don't know if you ever tried that.
Oh, you.
Have you ever tried it? Do they have those over there?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Texas Row House? Well, I mean, you would know because it's
there might be one by the airport. There might be one by the airport, but I could be wrong. I probably am. But I don't know. Yeah.
The bread's amazing. The bread. Butter's even better. The butter's even better.
Bread and butter.
You know, I mean, you know, bread and butter. The meats are, you know, but the bread and butter. That's it. Oh, you know, I don't think it's vegan butter, but
yeah, it's probably not.
Pretend it's vegan.
Yeah.
We can just pretend for the day. Just for the day.
Probably not. Yeah. But those mushrooms looked amazing. BTW sidebar.
They do. Yeah.
Holy shit. I sent Hector a TikTok earlier today. Though there was these like stuffed fried mushrooms. Oh my God. Those just fucked me right in the face. Those look so good.
So to clarify, I get from Jenny, one or two recipes a week. So, you know, if I ever go to Toronto, I'm going to be cooking for like the whole time though, you know. I'm going to have to go find me like a deer to hunt and just so I can cook it myself just to go, because I'm afraid that once I make that first vegan meal, I'm going to be saying, by the way, you know, I'm vegan, you know, everywhere
I
want, you
know. I literally send you videos and the tag is, I want this.
Yes. Yeah. And let me guess. Oh, yeah. Of course it's vegan. Of course. You know, yeah. Yeah. There was one day I was going to send you like a picture of an extra rare steak. It's like, no, I can't be that mean to her.
I can look at it. I can look at it. I can be around. It doesn't bother me if other people are eating it. And, you know, but I just don't. It's just not my thing. Just not my thing.
Of course.
Yeah. I can even make it. Funnily enough, one of the things I can cook that my papa showed me how to make, it's probably one of the only things I know how to cook, chicken parmesan.
Really? Real chicken and that
real dip, chicken, right? he taught me the whole soup to nuts, start to finish, how to debone the chicken, how to do the whole yes sir. Yep, that's probably the only thing I know how to cook. And I can cook a turkey dinner if I, you know, pretty I'm I could do
Man,
that.
I'm gonna have to like buy pops but, a beer or something.
But don't be spreading that information around, because then people are gonna want me to cook, and it's not my thing.
Well, you know, I mean, the Widowmaker boys can go hunt a turkey or something, and you know,
that's true
for Thanksgiving or something.
That's
there
true.
You go. See,
yeah, that's true, because they haven't shot a moose yet. So,
no, that sounds like fun. That's worth the trip to Canada. Just like, let me go shoot a moose. Because the deer is small here, you know.
Shots fired. That's very true. They put a lot of fishing videos out lately. Have you seen that? Some good videos. Some good reels.
I've been catching up on their podcast. You know, you told me to hear the one from New Orleans, which was
New Orleans
amazing.
Was my favorite, fucking favorite. Yeah, I listened to that thing like 9 times.
Because, you know, we all had those drunken stories, you know, and they were like, wow, I've been there. I don't do hurricanes. I don't do that. You know, I don't do the girly drinks. I can't. Just not me. And of course, I learned a lot from Canada from the last episode when they were comparing U.S. with Canadian stuff.
Yes.
The whole time I was like, now, to be fair, you know, when Mr. Rogers lost, I was like, you know, this is bias. This is bullshit.
Bullshit.
Mr. Rogers.
Bullshit right here.
Yeah. Mr. Rogers and Kermit. And I do feel like them. Miss Piggy is a pig, you know, bitch, you know, break poor Kermit's heart. But there was one where they're talking about Joe Louis, I think they call.
Oh, the Joe Louis. Yeah.
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 I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, the boxer? But we're talking about the boxer girl? What?
Well, I think that was the take on it. They were like, yeah. They were named after
So I have to look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to look up all this stuff. Half of the stuff they were saying, I'm like, I don't know what they're talking about. They're like, they're talking Canadian again. I don't know Canadian. I don't know this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But Mr. Rogers lost. Yeah. I still don't know who the who he lost to, whoever Hector was.
I think it was Mr. Dress Up, Ernie Combs.
Dress Up, yeah, I have no idea who
it is. Sweet old Ernie Combs, yeah. Yeah.
When I heard Mr. Dress Up, I was like, "Are we talking? You know, are we talking about some like trans shit? You know, or something?" I don't know.
We're just kidding, folks. We're just kidding. We're an all-inclusive show. Yeah. On that note, so there's one still alive, correct? One murderer still alive.
Two of the seven.
Two of the seven. Yes. Okay. So the new Buddhist.
The new Buddhist and the Jewish.
And the offended Jew.
Yes.
Okay.
They're both offended because of religion.
Religion. Gotta love religion.
That just covers all kinds of else.
Really does. Yeah. Get you out of some sticky situations.
Yeah.
You
can.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of Hail Marys, and you're golden.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. You said God made me do it. You know,
a little pardonnez-moi, a little, you know, a little. Yeah, exactly. How's your Mary? Yeah, yeah, a little mea culpa, right, exactly. If you will. You know.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. I'm thinking like, man, I can see Mr. Buddha out there at the trial. You know. Belly sticking out and everything, like, yeah. Dude, I don't want to rub his belly. Say, come here, dude. Yeah. Good luck.
So what are we waiting for now? We're waiting for trials.
For trials, yes. The Supreme Court on both of those.
They've
been busy lately, so.
Well, yes, yeah, they have.
Been busy. Mm-hmm. Yes, they have been busy.
Yeah. A lot of backup at the good old court system.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't think they've been this famous in a long time, but you know, yeah. But so yeah, once they get going, also the state of Texas, and I found this out on their website, gives a list of people to be executed for the year or for the quarter, and their names are not there. Because I had to look that up. You said make sure that you know nothing.
Their names are not on the list to be executed.
No, they're in death row, but
they're on death row, but they have a stay. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and their names are. Yeah. So my understanding is, once you get put in death row, you don't know when it's going to happen. Also, the state says, you know what, Jenny, today, you know, next month is your turn.
We have an opening at 2:00. Someone else canceled.
Yeah.
We have go figure.
Yeah. You know, right before the holidays. Let's do
it's a great day to die.
Right. So start getting your last meal, you know.
Oh God, I wonder about those last meals. What do you think the guys had as last meals? Did it say at all? Because usually they publish that.
I did not. Funny enough, I actually looked that up. Because you know, that's the interesting what these guys eat, you know.
I would order so much fucking food. I would take my sweet ass time. I would, oh my gosh. I mean,
would you actually meet?
I'd eat it all. I'd eat it all. I need all the dicks, all of the dicks, the cow dicks, the bull dicks, all of the dicks. I need it all.
I don't even know why people would request like just give me a bunch of sweet stuff. What's going on there? Bunch of sweet, yeah.
Well, you're not going to feel sick. I mean, there's not going to be any, you know, sore tummy after. So I mean, you might as well.
All right, sir.
Pack it all.
Oh, you know what would be fun? A bunch of beans. So whoever has to do the autopsy.
Yeah, the aftermath of that could be pretty shitty.
Yeah, it'd be funny too, you know. Yeah, I would do this to get even at him, you know.
Yeah. You know, kind of like, can you imagine still getting revenge after you die? Sweet.
After that, exactly, right? Yeah.
The ultimate joke.
Oh man. The ultimate joke. Yeah, he's like, by the way, ha ha.
Wow. Well, the Texas Seven, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my gosh. A group of buddies getting together, you know, decide not to go camping, but instead commit a bunch of murders, steal a bunch of stuff, take off, you know, escape prison.
Ultimate guys road trip, right?
Exactly. They were just missing video games and strippers.
Exactly, yeah. And I could do with the latter ones. You know?
Oh, oldest profession, yeah. Well, wow. I wonder what's going to happen in this upcoming trial, which could, as you say, take forever because they're a little bit backed up with their asinine decision regarding abortionas. which are still free in Canada. So if you need a place to stay, folks,
you know, yeah,
we're
California
open.
Too, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, California too.
California too. Well, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's only half of the states that have, well, maybe less than half that allow it. Texas is one of them. Yeah. Mm. Texas did.
Yeah, I have a funny feeling it may get re-overturned in a few years. I have a funny feeling about that.
It's going to be,
yeah, either that or we need a whole other panel of just women deciding what men can do with their bodies. Won't that be fun?
That's what wives do, right?
I mean, fair's fair. Hey, look at that sticker you've got on your Tumblr. Woohoo!
Yeah, pretty awesome. Yeah,
love it.
Sporting
sporting the show stickers. I love it. Well, thank you very much,
I know, man. You know,
for bringing us the story of the Texas Seven. Love it. We could update you. We could update the audience on the
absolutely. I'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, because I don't imagine they'll really post it on Canadian news, but it might be on American news. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and even then, I mean, I'll keep checking the website for the state and see what they do, you know, because it'll be fun. Yeah. One thing I did forget, the family of the officer filed a lawsuit against the state because they felt that the corrections department let them down.
The
waiter got survived. Unfortunately, the court overturned the ruling, so nothing happened, Mom passed away right after that. So
that's a sad part. Do you think they had the breadsticks at the funeral instead of those triangle sandwiches?
I'll go with breadsticks. I
mean, the least the Olive Garden.
It has to be. That's the only good thing about Olive Garden's and breadsticks, right?
Olive Garden, a little Trader Joe's accoutrement, you know?
Oh, yeah. Here you go. Perfect. Yeah.
A little, you know.
Yeah.
Little chips and dip.
Egg salad or something, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Egg salad. Yeah.
It's Texas. They have to have queso somewhere in there.
Man, oh, man.
Somewhere in there. That's some queso.
What a story. Well,
yes,
this has been fun. I've enjoyed this show.
I have too, yes. I've really enjoyed the research I have been doing lately, you know. It's been fun. It's like, yeah, I'm back in school.
It's been fun to explore the murdery bits. I watch a lot of the documentaries on the Netflix.
On the Netflix, yes. Yeah. I hear a lot of them on the radio, and it's always funny. You know, everything's like left the investigators speechless. Like, no shit. They fucking took a bloodbath. Really? I don't know what I would say, you know, just to hear. Or my favorite is like the next door neighbor thought they were such a wonderful people. Like, well, yeah, I'm pretty sure Jeffrey Dahmer's neighbor thought he was such a sweet guy, you know, but don't see him once in a while.
Stan seemed normal to me. I don't know what got into his head.
Dahmer just to cook all the time. It smelled good.
Next thing you know, the cat goes missing and your car is you know, the tires are done, you know. So it's like, who are you living next to? You just don't know. Yeah,
you don't know.
Tell people where they can find you, sir.
Hector's Mess on Instagram and Beautiful Chef, Beautiful Mess Chef also on Instagram.
And TikTok.
Yep. Hector's Mess, I think it's also the same one. I believe that. And my daughter wants to do more TikTok. So, you know, we're going to be more shenanigans in there.
Hilarious shenanigans. And your Beautiful Mess Chef on Instagram is full of some really beautiful, really delicious looking plates and foods and meals that you've made. And you are a chef, a caterer. You have your own catering business. You do a lot of weddings. So if you're in the Texas area and you're having a wedding or an event or just a backyard party and you want great food. Yeah. If you want great food.
If you have a, like, even just a date. If your friend Danny out here in has a date, call me. I'll cater his house.
Dates with Danny. There you go. There you go.
Isn't he in Texas, I think?
He is in Texas. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I know Texas is a big state, but, you know, we'll figure out something.
Catered food with Dates with Danny and Chef Hector. Gotta love it. I gotta love
it. You know,
it.
Maybe you need to do a drawing like that. You get a date with Danny, ooh, and I get to cook the food.
Oh, that's my gonna be God, a, that's some fucking store. Brilliant.
Yeah. Right? I think you have a lot of entries in that, you know?
That is brilliant. I can
see whole Texas wanting to have a date with him.
He's a charmer. Danny's a charmer.
He's a charmer, yeah.
Ladies, get your red flags out. Danny likes them spicy.
Yes, that's right here.
I love it. I've had a fabulous time doing this show for you with you. I know that you've got to run. You've got some rugrats to look after. Thank you so much. I had
thank
a blast.
You for doing this. Yeah. I had a blast too. Thank you so
much. Have to do it again. Another big shout out and thank you to our sponsor, Evil Empire. Stay tuned too, because I'm going to be doing a giveaway for a shirt. It's going to be this shirt, this exact shirt that I'm wearing on the show. So it's going to smell like me. Bit of washing up, you'll be fine. and I will send this out to you. So stay tuned for a giveaway there. And thanks everyone for joining me again this week. Make sure to like, share, follow, subscribe. We're on all the audio platforms, including Spotify and Spotify Video. So excited to see you again next week. Thanks for joining us. Have an amazing week. Bye.
Bye.